Now, the latest headlines from the Dallas Morning News at dallasnews.com.
A Dallas police officer is dead a day after a man opened fire at a Home Depot in Lake Highlands. Meanwhile, another officer and a security guard who were also shot remain hospitalized in critical condition. Officer Rogelio Santander, who is 27, died early Wednesday at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. He's the ninth North Texas officer to be killed in about 2 years, a trend that's been on the rise. Suspect Armando Lewis, who's 29, is being held on a $1.1 million bond. He's facing aggravated assault charges that will likely now be updated. The candidates in the Democratic race for the Dallas area's 32nd congressional district have been whittled down from 7 to 2. Colin Allred and Lillian Salerno came out on top in the March primary, but the central issue remains electability. Which candidate has the best shot of toppling incumbent Republican Pete Sessions in November? Allred is a former NFL player turned civil rights lawyer and scored 38% of the vote compared to Salerno's 18%. However, Salerno isn't backing down. She's reshuffled her leadership team while remaining confident she can overtake her rival in the runoff. It's been nearly a year since a gunman opened fire on lawmakers practicing for the annual congressional charity baseball game. Majority Whip Steve Scalise and three others were wounded before the shooter was taken down by police. But the politicians slash players returned to the field this week, bullet holes still in the dugout wall, in what they say was a measure of resiliency. Representative Barry Loudermilk says he still has flashbacks about that day, but said, "We are not going to be deterred from our goal, raising money for children." And yes, sticker collecting is still a thing, especially among World Cup fans. And with the tournament in Russia just weeks away, excitement is high among collectors. With its American headquarters in Irving, the Panini Company has been making stickers and books for the last four decades, with collectors trying to fill all the pages. And filling those pages can add up. There's more than 600 stickers, and a pack of 125 costs about $25. But a big part of it is swapping with others. And it's not just for kids. Panini posted a picture last month of Kobe Bryant starting to fill his 2018 World Cup book. His first sticker, the great Leo Messi.
And here's what's happening in the rest of the world in 1 minute. A former police officer has been named as a suspected serial killer in dozens of crimes in California in the 1970s and 80s. Ahead of an announcement by California prosecutors, a law enforcement source identified the suspect as 77-year-old Joseph James DeAngelo. Sacramento County jail records show DeAngelo has been arrested. The FBI says it has a team gathering evidence at a Sacramento area home. Police say the serial killer committed at least 12 homicides, 45 rapes, and dozens of burglaries across the state. French President Emmanuel Macron emphasized the special bond between the U.S. and France during his speech in front of a joint meeting of Congress. This is the first time a president from France has addressed Congress in more than a decade. Researchers say there are far more Western Africa gorillas than conservationists previously thought, but the same study found a 19% plunge in that gorilla population in 8 years.
With more than 250 journalists, no other media outlet covers DFW with our level of experience. Support our journalists by subscribing today at dallasnews.com/Alexa.